Hey, what's up, guys? It's Carrie, and I'm here with Phil again. How are you?
Oh, hello there. I'm bored.
Oh, same old, huh?
What kind of? You know, these are like the finishing touches now for the album, so it's kind of like hectic and boring at the same time. Yeah. The main, like, creative process is over now.
Yeah, you guys are working on some tracks in there, I saw. Things are going well, though.
Yeah, it's okay. But, you know, running out of time as always. It doesn't matter, you know, how... Well, it's always like that, you know. You tend to take it a bit too chilled in the middle of the session, and then at the end, it always happens. No matter how much time you got, you always end up being in a hurry in the last minute, so it's fine.
Yeah. Well, let's take our mind off of the album a little bit. Let's talk about, like, touring. Tell me, like, how touring has been for your band.
We've had that Led Zeppelin way of working, so we normally do, like, maybe 2-3 weeks in a row and then have a week off. You know, so that's pretty cool. Because especially... doing loads of gigs, you know, it's not the constant party as opposed to, you know, what it was when we started out, you know, but you got to keep, you know, yourself in shape, and you can't party every night, which is a shame, but, we're just growing old and bitter.
So you would say that touring in the beginning was a lot more fun? Like,
well, not necessarily more serious, but of course, you know, when you start out playing gigs, it's only like maybe 4 gigs a month, so of course it's always a big celebration when the gig's done, but... being on tour and everybody being a bit ill and blah, 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 technical problems, whatever, you know. It's a big hassle. I enjoy playing live, but I don't enjoy traveling so much. It's kind of boring. But especially, like, America, you know, really long bus drives, overnight stuff, and it's kind of like, it's a pain in the ass every now and then. But, it's, you know, I wouldn't give it away, so it's fun enough to be there.
So the fun part, beginning, like, what were some of the crazy things that happened on tour, like, any stories?
Oh, loads of stuff, but what would be something that can be discussed here? You know, just those basic things, you know, somebody's, you know, pants ripping right around the crotch area during, you know, mid-song, and you know, all the little kids in the front, like, passing out because of the smell or whatever. Not for me, but my bass player had that a couple of times. He doesn't wear any underwear, so that was pretty cool seeing one of our technical crew using gaffer tape while he was playing a song to cover up the areas.
That's funny. How do you decide what songs from the new album to play during tour, like, after this album comes out?
Well, it seems we're going to do a couple of a small club tour before the album's out, so we're probably just testing all the songs and see what fit the best and what the people are enjoying the most. So, you know, just usually the obvious ones, the more catchy upbeat songs, and then let's see when the album's out, you know, what songs are people's favorites. So yeah, it's gonna be cool, because now we got, that's the fifth album, so now we got like around like 40 songs we can choose from, so that's kind of nice.
What are some of the things you bring with you on tour? Do you have anything that you have to bring with you besides musical equipment?
No, it's always different. At times I pack a lot, and at times I don't have anything with me. So it's depending on the vibe.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever bought while you were on tour, when you went shopping?
The dumbest thing? I don't shop that much. Hold on. That's a hard question. No, I never buy anything dumb. I always buy good things. Well, like teddy bears from like gas stations, stuff like that. That's always good fun, to rip their heads off.
Can you ever see yourself living out here permanently in America?
Well, depending. I don't know, but I think that spiritual in my home is still Finland. You know, my parents are there, and my little brother's there, and stuff like that. But of course, you know, been traveling a lot, so I could live almost anywhere. It doesn't really matter, but... not necessarily for the rest of my life, but, you know, it'd be nice to have a place here, and, you know, when it gets too dark and cold in Finland, to, you know, after a tour, to have, like, 2 week break here. That'd be cool, so let's see what happens in the future.
Well, besides, like, the weather, what does America offer that you like that Finland doesn't have?
So many different flavors of soda.
Really?
Yeah, but compared to Europe. But
what's your favorite soda flavor?
I don't like that shit, but, like, Mijo's favorite was like diet vanilla, Dr. Pepper. Also like that. That just tastes horrible. But stuff like that, and I don't, you know, it's hard to get good food in here. quality of food is so chemically abused. All the stuff, it's hard to get fresh, good stuff. But I don't know. What's the best thing? Maybe the weather.
So what are your guilty pleasures that we don't know about?
Well, I'm not ashamed of anything. You know, we do tend to watch Jerry Springer every morning to get ourselves into the vibe, but there's nothing wrong with that. And what else?
Some good American trash right there.
Well, you know, it sort of like keeps you feeling ground.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to play a word association game, so I'm going to say a word, and you tell me what the first thing that comes to your mind. Right. Okay, ready? How about the word gothic?
My dear friends in a band called 69 Eyes. They're very, very gothic.
Very gothic.
They have the black leather and the eyeliners, and they're one step, you know, like the modernized version of what Sisters of Mercy used to be, late 80s, early 90s.
Cool. All right, how about the word MySpace?
It has something to do with the internet, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We got that site, that one guy's, well, there's plenty of people taking care of it, but...
How about Michael Bolton?
Well, I got a dear friend who we call Black Bolton. He plays in a black metal band called Enochian Crescent, and he looks exactly like Michael Bolton.
Really?
So we call him the Black Bolton because he plays like satanic death, you know, black metal. The hair, you know, the shittiest songs on earth.
Oh man!
All right, and the last one, vinyl.
I don't even own a player now, but it's still cool, especially nowadays, to have bands releasing stuff on vinyl, because it does sound better, and it makes you a bit more concentrated on music because you've got to switch sides and stuff like that. It's a bit harder. You know, it's not so easy as CD or especially MP3s. It's a bit more personal, and you got to take good care of it and stuff like that. So, I do have a couple of 100 vinyls back at home, but.
Your favorite ones, then?
Well, everything except Michael Bolton. I got, like, most of the original release of all the Black Sabbath albums from the 70s, and some Led Zeppelin, and some Rolling Stones, and loads of different shit. Then, like, 12-inch reggae stuff, and I can't remember anymore.
Do you ever read any of the magazines that you're in, or do you just kind of like, I'm going to be in this one, look at the pictures?
No, I read all the magazines, always, you know, depending whether I'm in or not, because that's very educational. You know, as a musician, I consider myself being in a position that I need to know what's happening in the world of music, you know, whether it be pop or reggae or whatever. You know, that's the only way to keep your, you know, keep yourself, you know, up to date, and just, you know, that's the way it's always been me, in a good way of stealing good anecdotes.
Would you consider this like the best job you've ever had?
Basically, this is the only job I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah. So, I sold, like, dildos and porn magazines in my daddy's shop. He's got a sex shop, yeah.
Really?
I did that, but not for a long time. Just helped him out a bit. And he's still got the shop in Helsinki. That's pretty interesting.
Do your parents like your music? Do they listen to it?
Oh, I guess they have to. I'm their son, but you know, they like a bit more mellow stuff. Like, my father's into blues and stuff like that. And my mother listens to whatever is on the radio, so... They're not huge fans. Let's say that they don't know the lyrics.
Do your family come out to your shows when you're back home?
I'm playing in Helsinki, yeah. My bro is hanging out every now and then. He was here in LA for a couple of months, and he stayed at the studio as well, so... Yeah.
Is this your younger or older brother?
Younger. He's about... I think he's 21 now.
Oh.
So. Are you close to your family?
Not as close as I'd like to be, you know, but it's hard because we're always away from home, so... You know, it's shitty to maintain a relationship with a family just via fucking cell phone.
Yeah.
But when back at home, we're trying to see each other as much as possible, which is not a lot.
Yeah.
So I think you have to do a couple more things. You're going to fly to New York to do some mixing. You want to tell us about that?
We're supposed to be done with all the recordings, like, around, let's say, Friday next week. And me and Mijia were flying to New York on Sunday. And Sunday they're going to start the mixes, so let's hope everything's going to be good. We're going to be there for about 3 weeks and then master the album and sort out the cover, and then I'm flying straight to Germany to do Rock and Ring and Rock and Park, and from there straight to England to do Download, and after that probably back at home for a while.
Cool, well thanks, and good luck with everything. I hope everything turns out great.
Yeah, no worries at all.